it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of the show, Watchmen for Jesus. Welcome. If you would, everybody that you're listening, 2 hours, we are on the show, 4 to 6. And if you could, every hour, past 4, one time, past 5, one time. Go to TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com. And then you put my name in the top, or you find my picture, and you click on it, and you'll go to my page, their page, my page, whatever, and you'll see my picture, and you'll have a green bar to the right of it. Click on that green bar. A media player will come up, click it off, go back to my website, or listen to me on the media player, whichever one. There's two places. But the main thing is go to that page and click that green bar. And that lets me know, to a certain degree, how many are listening. And it's a vote, too. So it pushes me up in the number of commentators on that one page that would have all the whole photos. If you could do that twice for me today, I'd appreciate it. Now, also, my website is watchmenforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. And if you could visit there. I have inspirational type photos, and I have commentary that hopefully will help people and give you some insight, and then question it always. Always question. Always. Never take one person's word for anything. Never. The Pope, not the President, not the Prime Minister. It don't matter who. It don't matter who. Always question. Looking for truth, always. The only one that has all the truth is Jesus Christ. You see? He's the only one. And he is God incarnated into human flesh. Of that there's no question. His word came to us through the King James Bible. Yes, there are a number of counterfeits now after year 2000. I've explained how the counterfeits work on the King James even. Big S, little s, and the word spirit throughout the Bible is the biggest problem. With other than that, the presentation of the Bibles are perfect. But that big S and little s of spirit is very significant. So in the counterfeits, they are so sneaky, these Jesuits and Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati, Italian, German. But they will be disassembled. And it won't be humankind doing it. They will be disassembled a supernatural way. That's a guarantee, a promise that's going to happen. But it's in God's time, and God's time alone. All we're to do is worship God in everything we do. Spread the gospel to others as he brings people to you. And for you to worship, you to learn, and to depend on him. And you'll have trials and tribulations that are going to happen. There's nothing easy in this world. If it's easy, you better raise up a question mark. Something's going on. That's the way it is. Adversity brings strength. I know that's easy to say, but it's not easy to go through. But that's the way it is. Makes you or breaks you. Heaven's coming. Heaven's another dimension. Heaven's another world. Heaven is real. It's not some philosophical notion that you can discuss over marshmallows and campfire. It's real. It's another place. Vibrational frequencies, where your molecules change vibrational frequencies and you end up somewhere else, like, how'd I get here? You ever had an operation? It's amazing how they put that thing, and the last thing you see is that nurse or whatever putting that thing on your face, and you're gone. You wake up, it's like you're clanging, banging, pushing, carrying on in your knees, and another, what is that, you know, or whatever it was. It's like, what happened? Well, you ever been knocked out? I fell 40 foot on a rappelling tower. I kind of goofed when I was a captain one time. I was jumping out of a rappelling tower. I was going to see how far I could fall without stopping it. What a dumb move. Anyway, I didn't stop it in time, splat. And I remember after about three to five minutes, first time I've ever been knocked out was when I hit the ground. I woke up with dust and sawdust in my mouth. I said, what the dick has happened? I remember jumping, and I remember sitting here. It's a strange feeling when you come out of this fog. Well, when you die, you ain't going back. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There's no in between. You don't just hang around at Starbucks, haunt it for a while, drinking coffee, and wait for 3 or 4 days for someone to decide something. That's absolute nonsense. When you die, you're going to heaven or you're going to end up in hell in the same way you went out for a operation, except this wake up is permanent. Family, don't play with it. You don't just come back consciousness and a little groggy and on with your life. It don't work that way. When you supernaturally are split from your body goes to sleep. It means it goes to the dirt. And your soul goes to heaven or ends up in hell. It's a heck of a wake up call. Anton LaVey was screaming all the way to his death. He saw where he is going. It gets hot in the feet and smoky smelling. Literally. And those that's going to heaven, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15, whatever, God gives them a glimpse of where they're heading. God gives everybody an opportunity. You can depend on that. He's faithful. But those that turn against him, he has no choice. You've made your choice. He's already established the rules. Humanism takes that away from you and makes sure you end up in hell. Can I be more clear? I don't think I can be more clear than that. Humanism, secular humanism, Islam is not the threat. It is a threat. Zionism is not the threat. It is a threat. terrorism connected to both Zionism and Islam in our own country. And the rest of them control all the terrorists. Yes, they do. And they train them secretly. They use them as what's called a fictitious alternate enemy. So you take your eyes off of secular humanism. Ah, there's a connection. I can see going through till Wednesday, Thursday, part 2 and 3 in this thing about humanism. I see continuing on. And then the next segments I'll do is about the attack on the military. You're going to want to hear that because that brings it home. Secular humanism brings it home too. You know who? Your children from 5 years old up. And there's things you can do about it right now. I'm going to talk about that today and tomorrow, about things you can do. Or do nothing. If you do nothing, don't complain about it then. When your kids go off on high and right and turn weird on you. Or start telling you the things that you never heard words before. Because you can stop it. You can delay it. You can undo what these humanistic schools, every one of them, are doing on purpose behind your back. If you've got a Freemason friend, witness to them to get out of the Freemasonry. Now, it's not an honorable group. The ones at the third degree, the second and first, they're told that it is, shown that it is, but the reality of the 33rd degree are lying to you. They are liars. And they swear to God to lie to you by the blood oaths you take. The first degree should tell you something right there. Having your tongue torn out by the root. Being cut open in two. Your throat cut across, not telling the secrets. You got to be kidding me. That's exactly what they say in the oaths in the first, second, third degree. Oh, it gets worse. Every degree has a blood oath. Your great-great-grandfather took the same oaths. And it cursed your family. It cursed your family. You have to break that curse. You think it's nonsense? Challenge it. I wish you would. And stay away from riding those goats and that low-down buck. And I've never been a traveling man, and I don't go to a lodge, but I witness to them to get out of there. Those that know, they know what I've just said. But I've been overseas. I've been all over overseas. Being a traveling man is a whole different story. Family will dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to get down to it. And I want to try to expose this humanism, which is the main threat, secular humanism. Values clarification of their taking your kids away from you in a gradualistic process. Gradualism is how Marxism, socialism, controls your family right now. For how long? Since the beginning education ever came to the schools. Because schools are education. And ever since then, they've been humanist schools every time, all along the way. We got worse in 1948 on. That's when the attack on your children began. Until today. And we didn't even know it. We are going to unmask it here on my program in ways that you can get your family back on a daily basis. So family, let's get to it today. If you don't like the truth, you don't want to hear it, this is not the program for you to be on. You want to hear about Fukushima? You want to hear about, I don't know, all this other nonsense they come up with and the news and stuff? Go on ahead. State of the Union address is worthless. It's all scripted out. Congress speaking about this, that, and the other, it's all scripted. It's nonsense. Some of them couldn't even get an Academy Award or an Oscar. They're so poor actors. That's the way it really, really actually is. Joint Chief of Staff for the worst. Council of Foreign Relations, evil to the absolute core. You go to Arlington Cemetery, look over the graves of Korea War, literally. And the World War II, yeah. And you squarely look at the halls of the Council of Foreign Relations and you blame those deaths on the CFR. absolutely true. They're responsible. Set up all the wars through Vietnam, World War II, Korea, the whole nine yards. And they are controlled by the Jesuits, controlled by the Illuminati. That's who you blame. Evidence is clear. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we'll get down to it. I don't like messing around. I'm going to show you today and ask you, who is fighting secular humanism in the public schools? Because that's where they're destroying your children. You want to stand by and let it happen? Go ahead. But I say take a stand, because you can disassemble whatever they put together. Lord, thank you today for this day, Father. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we call upon you to give us that Holy Spirit, Lord, to spread that Holy Spirit around us, protect us with the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, my thoughts, if they haven't been not pleasing to you. Convict me, Lord, of any wrongs I've done, any thoughts of ill intent I've had. And if I can't remember them, Lord, to remind me. Father, you hear the prayers of all the others that's around and listening today. You know what we all need, what we all want. Father, what we're all saying. But Father, guide us in your path that will fulfill thy will and not our own. And Father, to have complete faith in you, whatever it takes. Father, we need a touching of our children today. Father, to give them wisdom and courage to speak out. To seek the truth. Father, to expose this humanistic training that's going on in these schools, Lord. To put a conviction in the school administrations. Put a conviction on the Freemasons and Eastern Stars that are controlling these schools in the sneaky way that they do. Lord, to expose this for what it really is in the colleges, universities. Father, we call upon you to give wisdom to these military veterans returning, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs, not only on the children, but also on the veterans. The psychotropic drugs, Father, are poison. We pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit will give people wisdom, because many do not realize this. Father, we need an outpouring of the Spirit on this country, in the churches. We need an outpouring of courage, non-apathy. Father, to people to take charge of their lives, to seek your guidance and your counsel, and to give people rest and protection for them to carry out your will. And these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Lord, we also do pray for Cheryl, Lord, to protect her now. And give her your wisdom, protection, Lord, and to guide her in the right path and to meet the right people in her situation. And we pray for her now, Cheryl. Father, we pray for the others that we prayed for in the past. Father, you know who they are. For healing, protection, and to guide them in the right path. Keep them protected as they seek your wisdom and do thy will. In the name of your Son, Jesus, these prayers we submit. Amen. Family, secular humanism is the enemy. and is sneaking up on you, and has been for almost over 50 years, it's still sneaking up. Because we're all tied up in this Super Bowl. We're all tied up in these stupid dances they do when they make a touchdown. We're tied up in Dancing with the Stars. We're tied up with lukewarm preaching in most 95, 98% of the churches. And they're using the wrong Bibles. You have one pastor, maybe two, maybe three, I don't know. But you got over 200, 100, or 1,000, or 10,000 parishioners that are there to get the truth. Well, apparently, when you look out over the crowd, you can't see they have any hands. You know why? Because they're probably sitting on them. If I was a parishioner, and I knew that preacher was using the NIV, Satanic Bible, or the New King James Satanic Bible, or the NASB, or ESV, whatever it is, I would get people together and demand that that church, especially the mega church, take that money that they pull from you all. Oh, that's another story about 10% tithing. They take that money and buy brand new, well, actually, older, King James Bibles. At least King James Bibles, counterfeit or not. Counterfeits, I told you about the S, big S, little S, that's all. The biggest problem with them. And demand it. And demand he do the right preaching, because they ain't doing it. Hardly any of them are. And secondly, to get out of the 501c3 and get a Form 99 tax exemption. Not a 501c3, because a 501c3 controls your church and tells your pastor and your Freemasons what will be preached, what will not be preached, what Bible they'll use, what Bible they won't use. Controls your church, and they don't tell you that. If they say it's not there, they're liars. You see? And thirdly, to get a membership, get out of membership of the National Council of Churches. Because that is, in fact, as it confirmed by Naval Intelligence in 1936, what used to be the Federal Council of Churches, changed its name, as a cowards that they are, to the National Council of Churches, to hide the fact that they were determined to be one of the most communistic, subversive organizations in America. The Federal Council of Churches turned to the National Council of Churches, subservient to the World Council of Churches. It's time you take a stand for your family, country, whatever, but for your family. The country's never really been a country. It's been a colony all along. It's about your family. And those around you. Because God will bring them to you. It's time that men take 15 minutes at least a night to find out what your kid's being taught. Ask them the questions. I'll give you some of the questions today and tomorrow. Just sit them down. Turn that stupid TV off. Who gives a hoot about some basketball stupid game? It comes, it goes, it's off, it's done, it's finished. Next. Same thing for the next day. And talk to your kid about what is being taught. About this humanistic nonsense they're being taught. And the values clarification of manipulating your kid's mind. And the kids don't even know it. All of us, baby boomers, it's been done to also. We're products of it and didn't realize it till later. These are facts, I'm telling you. These are not speculation, and they're absolutely not opinions. It's time you take 15 minutes and just read the Bible to your family. I want to play my game. No. Time you take charge. In 2 weeks, you'll be surprised what happens. Don't go all crazy about it. Do 1 hour and all that. Do 15 minutes. Holy Spirit can do wonders. They'll whine and moan. carry on, itchy fingers start moving like they're playing the piano, but they're really practicing using their video games and texting. And when they go to eat out, computers stay home. I see kids constantly. Family comes in for the night out in a restaurant, seafood restaurant. Little kids got a little lap board, and the big kids got a bigger lap thing. The changes are off. They can't keep up with it. Family's talking. The kids' heads buried in that miniature laptop or whatever it is. And they put it down just long enough to feed their face. Then when they're done feeding their face, they're back up. Click, 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 pip, 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 pip. They have, the humanists have done a fantastic, marvelous, ingenious job of separating the children from the families. It's working 24/7. And y'all let it happen. I was not totally responsible in my marriages. I was a product of the same thing. I can't judge anybody. Lord knows I can't judge nobody. But I'm sure going to pass all my mistakes to others that you don't make the same ones. You see? Family, it's time to take, we're getting down right to it. We're getting right down to the nitty gritty. And the values clarification, the humanistic training that began in 1948, the shock to America of the culture, they're now cashing in on it. Billy Graham, Shuler, every single one of them now. And after they murdered David Wilkerson, I don't know one today that I trust on TV, not a one. David Wilkerson murdered, no doubt about it, if you look at his results of the investigation. Of course, they're taking some of those reports off now. He would not bow down like Billy Graham and Shuler and all the rest of them have. They bowed down the very day they became a Freemason and took a blood oath to Lucifer. That's a fact. And Jesuits that's infiltrated in your Baptist churches, Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever, Arian or Arian or Ist or Ism or whatever it is dirty. Every single one of them, get out of religion and get with Jesus Christ. And then wisdom will come to you. But you got to have a heart that's going to accept it. A desire to want to learn the truth. Better not be playing around and messing. I'm going to talk today. I'm sure I'll have a reminder here and there. Some people ask to watch over what I say. I got a bad habit, family, I'm sorry. I got a bad habit sometimes of going on to rabbit trails. I want to be as thorough as I can, and sometimes it goes overboard, and I go for little rabbit trails. That seems like, what's he talking about now? But everything's connected. Everything. Just sometimes I go in another direction and try to over-explain some other process or event to show you how the dots connect. That's the whole idea. So let's get with it. Secular humanism. Yesterday I laid the groundwork. I found an article today. I do my own research. I got people sending me all kinds of articles. Tons. And I go through them all. But don't matter. If I get 10,000 emails a day, I don't care. I always have my own ritual I go through. Ritual. I go my own routine of research. I'll always do. And in my research today, I found an article, February the 3rd, OS Today. Nails it right on the head for today's talk. More teens becoming fake Christians. You If you're the parent of a Christian teenager, the warning is your child is following a mutant form of Christianity. You may be responsible. This one named Dean says more American teenagers are embracing what she calls moralistic, therapeutic deism. Humanism, family, in another name. It's a watered-down faith that portrays God as a divine therapist, whose chief goal is to boost people's esteem, and there is humanism. Dean is a minister, a professor of Princeton Theological Seminary, and the author of Almost Christian, a new book that argues that many parents and pastors are unwittingly passing on the self-serving strain of Christianity. Family, we simply know it as prosperity teaching, word faith nonsense, and secular humanism, all combined together in a mishmash of poison being taught on TBN, 700 Club. Even the Family Research Council are connected to the Christian identity. I've done my research. And the Westboro Baptist Church, they're trained to do what they do, to throw a spin on the so-called fundamentalists. It's always a Westboro Baptist Church. Like little Dennis the Menace is. They're trained, family, to do what they do, to throw a spin on the true faith. These people are pagan. Just like the Doug Dynasty, making their own Bible. They'll answer to God for that. And that Bible that they made is worthless. The Bible that the Doug Dynasty folks made is based on the New King James Bible. That New King James Bible, the one with the occult symbol on the front, the Tysetra, 666. New King James Bible is missing 100,000 words. It's trash. It's satanic. It's very sneaky. It's humanistic. Do the research on it. Everything I'm telling you is true. Oh, did I tell you I'm not politically correct in most cases? I'm not. And the Wicca has infiltrated in the schools. They've trained their children to be Wicca, to find and profile those that's being bullied. And the ones being bullied, feeling bad about themselves, they're not telling their parents. The teachers got their heads stuck up their chalkboards. And they're humanistic trained anyway, aren't going to do a darn thing about it. So the Wicca, they know. And the Wicca use that weakness. And they employ, they recruit your children. So then you can tell when the child comes home with black nail polish or certain little emblems and tattoos and belly this, that, and the other, rings and nose and things and things and all this, that, and the other are abominations to the body. That's the start of it. Suicide comes next. Does that bother you at all? It should, because suicide's next. Then they say, well, your child's got a problem. ADHD, which is a lie. ADHD is a lie. Come to a humanistic psychiatrist that needs a psychiatrist themselves. And they diagnose your child ADHD. You must have these drugs. If you're not, you're an unfit parent. So you give your parent, you give your child Zoloft. Suicide is next. I proved that the other day. It's time you took charge, or you're going to lose your child, emotionally or physically. Because now they're cashing in. Because the parents of today are the children of the baby boomers. Baby boomers were shocked between 1950 and 1973. Like a shot in the arm and a bang in the head. Because of Tavistock's planning. It's all like a flood of change of attitude on America beginning 1950s by design. You've been had. Well, now unhad it and take charge. It's time to do it. This Christianity they have today is lukewarm and worthless. You're a better church at your family and inviting friends over for 30 minutes of reading the Bible than you are going to church today. And there's no such thing as 10% tithing. The Old Testament, the Holy Spirit fulfills that. Jesus fulfilled that tithing. The churches are lying today. You will not find anywhere in the New Testament about tithing 10%. That's the Old Testament for Jews. Today it might be whatever God tells you in your heart. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to do, will give you opportunity to do it. Tithing is when you give money to someone poor. Tithing is helping somebody, a friend. That's your tithing. If I do that, I'm going to give nothing to the church. I don't know where that money goes. Except maybe to build another church, another addition to it. What's the good of doing that? You got 200 people going to your church. You take up a collection for a number of years to be an addition to it. You've been an addition to it, you still got 200 student people there. You got room for more, but no more show up. That money could go better for poor, for those homeless, for food, to help people within the congregation, maybe pay a debt, maybe pay an electric bill, light bill, maybe the rent for that month or something, not to build some stupid addition to a church, or send money to UNICEF, and all these places are Freemason, Freemasonic organizations. How do they control this? Values clarification. Many teenagers thought that God simply wanted them to feel good and do good. Does that sound familiar, Victoria Osteen? What the study researchers call moralistic therapeutic deism. You know something? Yeah, why do they got to name these things? The study was done, included in-depth interviews of about 3,300 American teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17, and they found that most American teens who call themselves Christian were indifferent and inarticulate about their faith. It included Christians of all stripes, Catholics to Protestants, conservative, liberal denominations. Though 3 out of 4 of American teenagers claim to be Christian, fewer than half practice the faith, only half deem it important. Some do it for social reasons. And most can't even talk coherently about their belief, much less what they learn in school. And this is by design. The UN has done a great job of this, infiltrating your schools while you sleep. You know, many teenagers thought that God simply wanted them to feel good and do good. What the studies researchers called moralistic therapeutic deism. Wow. They can talk about money, sex, and family relationships with nuances. And this writer talked to the teens who are articulate about their faith. Most come from Mormon evangelical churches, which tend to do a better job of instilling religious passion in teens, but the religion is off whack. They got their own Bible. Start off by Freemasons. They have a Freemason, a ritualistic connection. All religions are corrupt, all of them, including Christianity. Christianity has 40,000 sects, and they use the religion to control them, leading them to humanistic, opens up the door for humanistic training. And you know, there's one church minister said that he placed the ultimate blame for teens' religious apathy on adults. Who are the adults? Children of the baby boomers today. See how it worked? By design. Through secular humanism. That's where it all roots down to. Now, I'm going to give the news a little later. Right now, here we go. My question is to you, who is actually fighting this secular humanism in the public schools? Dr. Murray Norris has done a lot of research on this. And back in the 80s, the public schools of Missouri were sued more than once for teaching secular humanism. Of course, today we accept it. In Ohio, parents did win a battle in court against the secular humanism. I talked about this yesterday. Oregon, keep your eyes on Oregon and euthanasia. How come nobody's raising up a stink about that up there? Texas did a really good job about stopping the HPV vaccine in Texas. They stopped, put down Governor Perry and his nonsense. But every, even Christian schools now are joining this values clarification bandwagon. And they're using values clarification. And I'm going to explain what that is in as easy way as I can, and hopefully as interesting as I can. It can be very dull and boring, I suppose. Values clarification. It's okay to lie. It's okay to steal. It's okay to have premarital sex. It's okay to cheat. It's okay to kill. If these things are part of your own value system, and they teach them through the video games, they teach them by changing their thinking in a very controlled environment. Oh, they're really good at this. They think it's okay. Some of the teachers don't have a clue. Because they were taught also the very same thing. And they're in fear of their job. And little Miss Eastern Star and Mr. Freemason are walking around and the making sure they teach the right words, the right lessons, and they look at the lesson plans. Every college and every university has, in fact, a resident Marxist scholar assigned to ensure the curriculum and the culture of that college. Every college has one of these resident scholars or two to oversee the curriculum, to make sure it follows the humanistic training. Well, that teacher is gone, set up, and fired. That's what's going on in your schools today. Did y'all know that? It is. Back in the 80s, Erica Carlisle talks about Dr. Sidney Simon in Wisconsin Education Association Convention back in the 80s. And Dr. Simon, at that time, was in great demand, not only by public school teacher conventions and universities, but also Christian and Catholic teacher conferences. He wrote many books and magazine articles, this Dr. Simon. And he insisted that there is no right and wrong. Evil is just as good as good. If I mean, that's your yin and yang. That's your New Age thinking. It's all connected. Evil is just as good as good. Can you imagine that? You ever heard that before? Men see good as evil and evil as good. He teaches it. He states that teachers and parents have to get rid of the wrong answer, the right answer syndrome. There's simply no right answers, especially in the areas of morals, he insists. Again and again, Dr. Simon attacks the teaching of morals and ethics as moralizing crap, unquote. Yeah. He wanted teachers themselves to work this moralizing crap out of their own, and I put that in parentheses, by the way, out of their own values so they can better teach children. In an article in the Florida Pupil Quarterly, this Dr. Simon, Sidney Simon, he tells the teachers that, quote, "We do not need any more preaching about right and wrong. And the old thou shalt nots simply are not relevant." He explains that values clarification is a method for teachers to change the values of children without getting caught. Does this not follow the prayer yesterday at that Florida commissioners meeting? Right along the step. In that prayer, he mixes the names Allah, Satan, Thor, Krishna, in one meeting, Zeus. This is an adult in a commissioner's meeting with a prayer to these people, these entities. I'm like, Thor, you got to pray? What is it, commissioner's meeting? What? I say, man, Vice Mayor, you've been playing too many video games or what? I can't, you know, nobody said a word. Man, we lost our backbone, man. The values this Dr. Simon wanted changed are the values taught at home and church. He wants these values discarded so the children can be taught the values of a humanistic religion where evil is just as good as good. Remember the end of the prayer yesterday? And so what? Instead of amen. Many parents have blamed the revolutionary method of teaching for the disobedience and rebellion in their children. Children say they're told that the values they choose in values clarification classes are better than those of the parents of their religion. That time you got a hold of it there at home, you know. There's your problem is the schools. 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year. You go to church, maybe, 1 hour a week? Come on now. They got your kids 5 days a week. You got your kids 7 days a week. Do the math on that. Undo what those lying teachers have done the first 8 hours. You can do it. And if you can't do it, you read the Bible for 15 minutes and watch God work. They'll whine and cry a little bit, but that's a way to get started. Now, even the very elect will be deceived. Is that what possible? How's that going to be? You start with the schools, of course. Some intellectuals, and those even among the clergy, today that's questionable if they are intellectuals anywhere, Harvard, MIT, you say, what? Oh, come on now. Yeah. Because being intellectuals is invalidated when they have an agenda. And their agenda is humanism, Marxism, socialism. And yesterday I proved with quotes, even from them, that every public school is a school of humanism. Every single one. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. And every college and every university is a school with a socialist, Marxist preachment from Harvard, University of California, MIT, Johns Hopkins, every single one of them. And they're subservient to Tavistock in England. So that completely invalidates any book, any professor from there ever written, literally, because it's under an agenda. They have an agenda. And when they do, that means it's dirty. The book is garbage. Their IQ means nothing. The IQ and the heart don't mix. Now, we're going to get down to it. I'm moving right slow with Connie right now because I want you to kind of get it. You got to have your weapons ready to go. And to do that, you got to know your enemies and how they're working. Anticipate their response before they respond. and then slam them with it. Now, if this is too direct for you, I'm sorry, but you have to be direct because they are direct. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week on your children. They recognize the value clarification is not merely a neutral program at all. It's one that can be used to bend or even brainwash the minds of your children. And if you don't think these Jesus camps aren't one of those, you got another thing coming. CIA-orientated Jesus camps. Hitler would be proud, these so-called Jesus camps. Talking about child abuse. They're performing a mental lobotomy on your child while I go to these stupid Jesus camps. CIA training grounds. Those so-called intellectuals in colleges do not realize that back then, those like Dr. Simon and Dr. Simon then, far too many of the teachers, have been brought up on secular humanism. You think that might explain why? Look this up one day, today even. The number of female teachers having affairs with their 16 to 18-year-old students and going to prison for it. Man, I haven't figured that out yet. Doing it knowingly, they're going to prison. My mind just has not wrapped around that. It's like turning on the burner, the stove, and say, well, it's hot. Let's see how hot it is. You know, and it, ow. You put on the flour, cold water. I mean, surely to goodness, they know that those 15-year-old boys and 16-year-old boys are going to brag. And they're going to say something to the girlfriends. You know what? Those girlfriends are going to talk like chitterbugs, man. They're going to be like minor birds. And those teachers don't think that's not going to get around. And their jobs, something's not matching here. And yet they'll still teach this humanistic nonsense because they're afraid of their jobs. Man, I tell you, this world is so topsy-turvy. Well, parents, it's time to take control, you know. Secular humanism is the philosophy, if not the official religion of our teacher colleges and universities, without exception. Georgia Ann Geyer, Roger Kimball, Charles Francis Potter, Bertrand Russell, I can give you names, quotes, dates, name, everything, confirms it. It is these teachers with secular humanist backgrounds that would be applying the values part of the values clarification programs. And you don't think that Tavistock, Woodstock. Huh. Anyway. You don't think that's not affected the mindset of the baby boomers in a shock who then became hippies and all that sort of thing? Smoking the pot, doing the drugs, anti-government, they followed suit, burned the bra, God's dead. Man, the 1960s destroyed it. Rock and roll music, Fifth Dimension, Black Sabbath, Iron Butterfly. All that was part of it, family. I'm sorry, but it was. I was in that generation. Man, I still got the 8-track tapes in my storeroom. What if Smithsonian would buy those? Anyway, it's all there. I didn't use the drugs, but I used moonshine. I didn't smoke marijuana because I didn't like smoking anyway. I didn't use any shoot-up drugs because I hate needles. Moonshine I had. Yep, I did. Y'all. We all got our vices, I suppose. Except mine, I guess you'd go blind if you wasn't careful. Probably one of Dr. Simon's best charades on parents was a book he did back in the 80s, Helping Your Child Learn Right from Wrong. You simply let your child choose his own values. That's humanism, one side up, down the other. whether it's cheating, stealing, or murder. So when you let them choose their own values, you train them in humanistic, that's awkward. You train them in humanistic attitudes, then they make their choices and think it's their choices, but it's not. It's a choice they've been taught, thinking it's their own, because it fills their values, what they want, when you're supposed to be teaching them the right and wrong through the Bible. Everything is perfectly okay as long as your child has chosen his values without pressure from parents or church, has put those values into action. You know what Victoria Osteen said? That was a test, you know, to see how you react to it. That's how they do it in the humanists. Y'all follow me now? Y'all getting the idea? I know it might be a little bit, sometimes I come on a little strong, I suppose. But family, I try to get people's attention and not be wishy-washy about it. To try to wake you up. I mean, I do it to myself, too. I don't know. Knowing the part about humanistic training, I see in front of me 10,000 plus people listening to this.
I just want to encourage every one of us to realize when we obey God, we're not doing it for God. I mean, that's one way to look at it. We're doing it for ourselves. Because God takes pleasure when we're happy. That's the thing that gives Him the greatest joy this morning. So I want you to know this morning, just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship Him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself. Because that's what makes God happy. Amen. Let's open our hearts to Him today, Father.
Now, you want to argue that point? If you want to argue that point, man, go for it. Me, if I was sitting there, I'm going to tell you right here and now, whether there's 15 or 20 or 30 people between me and the aisle, my country butt would be up and walking out of that place and not looking back. Right then, right there, if that shows disrespect, good. That would be the purpose of it. I'd be on my way out. Excuse me. Don't mind my butt. Look the other way. Excuse me. All the way out. And I'd be heading out that door, not ever to look back again. How come three quarters or one quarter or just 15 people didn't just get up and walk out? I'll never know. Oh, maybe I do know. Maybe it's because they're part of this humanistic training. It goes back to the baby boomers, you think? Do good for yourself. Family, that is right out of the humanistic textbook. In front of 10,000 people. And on TV. You had a fallback on it. People went against what she said. What about the one sitting there? I would say they're literally under a spell that they don't realize. And witchcraft. That's how it works. No question about it. This values clarification programs, it gets really interesting. Because admittedly, many teachers back in the 80s are not ready to advocate euthanasia, murder of the elderly and sick, promote divorce and suicide. However, in the past 20 years, that's changed. Many teachers have adopted a smaller or larger part of the humanist philosophy through their learning processes in colleges and universities, even in high schools. Now, I'm going to tell you the process here in a minute, how they really do it exactly. And give you an idea how they work it out. So you'll be able to identify it when you talk to your child. Oh, yeah, here we go. In, wow. In Belgium, they always have one country, or in America, one state, to adopt whatever it is that goes against norm. Well, Belgium, King Flippy, that's appropriate, of Belgium, a father of four, no less, signed a bill that would allow terminally ill children, that's how they start off, with a capacity of discernment, quote-unquote, to request lethal injection or drink barbiturate drugs with the consent of their parents. Now, what they're not telling you is that when they have the international rights of the child, they won't need to consider the parents any longer. They're not telling them that. I'm telling you that now. That's the next step. And it'll go way beyond those that are terminally ill. It'll go between those under psychotropic drugs. And they'll determine what's best for your child, because they'll have 5 to 10 minutes that they'll be allowed to speak to your child. And because they own your child for 8 hours a day, every day, and that's private property, you can't come on. Now you know why the teachers are arming themselves and why they have security at the schools, because it's coming. And you all better wake up, because when you're not there, that child can make his own decision. He can incite the other children to say, we're not having that vaccine. We're not going to go in there. I'm not going. Have other kids to say the same thing, because they are doing what you told them to do at home. That's how it works. You can affect it now. February the 13th, a year ago, yes it was, the Belgian Parliament voted 86 to 44 to allow euthanasia of children in a heavily, of course, Catholic, now secular European country. And they'll have no age barrier for you to euthanasia. They allowed a mother to kill her child in England. Oregon and Texas are working on euthanasia now. So they're going to change the thinking of the people. So they'll support their congressman to sign this stupid bill. And they'll say, well, it's okay, because they're terminally ill anyway. But family's not going to stop there. Their plan is to go further. They just haven't told you that yet. One poll put public support for the bill at 75% to be signed, and 16 Belgium pediatricians signed an open letter. 16 of them. Back in November, petitioning senators to vote in favor of child euthanasia. Y'all better get to work. You better do it now. This is how it works. How do they change the thinking? How do they do it? By values clarification. Now, here's what to do. Very simply, as simply as I can say. The family play games about my last lie, in which the parent of the child tells his lie and why, and or the game of priorities, which would make children feel comfortable about premarital sex or the use of drugs. So, to explain values clarification a little better, start off with, I'll do it simply. First, the student must make his choices freely, without considering moral teachings from home or church. Number two, the student must investigate all alternatives. Number three, third, the student must weigh the consequences of each alternative. Consequences. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. The student must weigh the consequences of each alternative. It doesn't matter if the student is only 8 years old and has no real knowledge of the consequences. What goes around comes around. Krishna. This New Age thinking, family. Same thing for AA. 12-step program. Family, it's all Buddhist nonsense. It's only a temporary fix. So third, weigh the consequences of each alternative. And it doesn't matter if a student's only 8. Has no real knowledge of the consequences. Doesn't matter. Number four, the student selects what he prizes the most. Victoria Osteen. What that student wants to do the most, what he prizes. Make yourself happy. Number five, the student makes a public affirmation of the choice. That seals it. Number six, the student will act on that choice. And the seventh might be to make that choice a habit or part of his life. Now, you can reverse that at home in about 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, and reverse what the schools have done that day and take it away from them. And give back to your children what you already know. It means a change is going to happen to you. You know why? Because you went through the baby boomer period of the 40s, 50s and 60s, who today are grandfathers and grandmothers. And the parents today are the parents of the baby, the children of the baby boomers, which was passed on to them, the era of the 60s, the drug culture, the shock. This has all been planned out, by the way. This is another humanistic Trojan horse, morals education. Morals education is another version of the humanist approach to separate and divide children from the values learned at home. And if we're not being taught at home, it's not a problem. In church, and promote humanist values, like Victoria Osteen's doing. She's sealing what the baby boomers have already set up. She's confirming it for them. And the steps involved in this program of morals education is, first, you state the moral development. And the moral motives are designed in terms of avoiding punishment. I never did like the hickory stick, but it worked. Secondly, motivation is to obtain rewards, return favors. Third, moral conscience functions to avoid disapproval and dislike by others. Avoid disapproval. Dislike by others means being manipulated. What about the blood oath that you take as a Freemason? Is that not part of it? It sure is. Fourth state. It functions to avoid censure by authorities and resulting guilt, because they cash in on the guilt, by the way. And the fifth state, desire to maintain the respect of an impartial spectator, judging in terms of community welfare. The sixth, conform to moral principles, serves to avoid self-condemnation. So now the era described here, by the way, is that Lawrence Kohlberg, who was author of the Morals Education Program, he found his source in man himself, which is a true humanist point of view, just like Victoria Osteen was talking about. Do good for yourself. God will love you then. There's absolutely no recognition of God, no belief in a personal God. And thus, even though there's talk about moral education, it's nothing but error. And those six states that Kohlberg describes, or stages you want to call them, it is man, but not God, who sets the moral norm. So if you're a Christian and your child are faced with discussion problems through this Kohlberg method that's taught to teachers, hard-pressed to push God for the moral growth of children or anything else, or anyone else, and by using different methods, both the values clarification and the morals education together, are just simply different sides of the same humanist coin. They got them both ways. They complement each other. Now, to sit back and kind of take a bird's eye view, if you will, a look at the student who's involved in this process in school, to put yourself in his place. So, what happens is, your student, your child that's involved in this, has looked at the values, considering the consequences as far as he knows them. Should I kill myself? Should I want my grandmother to die because she's suffering so much? Or whatever, these values that they teach them from a humanistic point of view. Because remember, when you come into this world, you come with a clean slate and naked to the world. They take over at 5 and 6 years old. And they begin the humanistic training. And all the education from the day education began. Is that not 5 and 6 years old? Sure is. So now you sort of see the impact of this statement. In 1973, the parents to be are baby boomers. In 1973 and 1980s, that are college students today, and some of them getting married now, are the children. So Dr. Pierce of Harvard said, I quote, 1973, in front of 2,000 teachers, here is slap-dug evidence. Dr. Pierce said to 2,000 teachers, quote, in an auditorium, in a parent and teachers meeting, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty, the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. That's 1973. They told you, you know that's carried through all the colleges, not just Pierce. 1973, when you baby boomers were college students, and you already had kids or getting ready to have children by 1975, 1985. And so you carried that, the teachers did, to the next set of students we're talking about right now. There is slam dunk evidence. So the student looks at the values, consequences. values are forced through the jeers of his peers. His own closest personal values are opened up for everyone to see and to comment on. So if the values are already mixed up because of divorce, and Lord knows, same-sex marriage, I got a father, father, mother, mother, that's really going to mess things up, plus everything else. They're preparing for the year 2025. But at this point, if the kid's already mixed up, the student faces a good possibility they'll be shattered, mixed up, discussed, exposed, criticized by fellow students. So you got a Bible go to meeting family. The kids are brought up with good values, the right values according to the scriptures and so forth. You pray at the meals and do all that stuff. But the peer pressure will be immense. They'll be singled out. They're looking for any excuse to move away from the family that they've been taught about. The others are already mixed up. The drugs throughout the school. You see how it works? Now, does he want to throw away his value system and develop a whole new set of values? It's up to him or her to decide. The peers are there to influence them. And, of course, they're always the teacher's values. Now, when you go through values clarification, the school can easily develop the unit's child who has a right to his own values, his own life, independent of what his parents think or want. This one named Dr. Simon said, and I quote, "Values clarification is a method for changing the values of the children without the teacher getting caught," unquote. See what they're doing? On purpose. In values clarification, the child is forced to form his own values before he's incapable of sound judgment. He's told his own adopted values are more important and better than values held by parents or church. Through this method, the school is able to force a wedge between the child and his parents, between the child and religious beliefs, whatever they are, and even between the child and the authority of the country or community. So, is there any wonder that the children are no longer patriotic, no longer have respect for authority, believe in God? It's worked wonderfully. Comes up with number two. Some more evidence. And that evidence is Brock Chisholm. He says, 1948 to 1953, 20 years before Chester Pierce, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men, individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas," unquote. That was 20 years before. You see the continuity? Wow. See, what I try to do in this broadcast is try to connect the dots for you to show you how this is continuous. They wanted them patriotic before the 1945 to fight the wars. After 1945, they knew World War III would be a long time off. So to control the population in times of peace came the Iron Mountain Report, Iron Mountain Commission. Blood games, environmental pollution, extraterrestrial menace, space research program aimed at unreachable targets. Just a whole load of things they came up with, Iron Mountain Commission, on how to control people in the times of peace. War was the best way to control people. No war, how do we control them? That's what they came up with in 1966. family, the family's being attacked directly by the secret societies that are controlled under commissioners, committees, secret meetings, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations, Council of Foreign Stupid Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation. You can name them. All the presidents, prime ministers are not for the citizens of any country. They work for the secret societies. Our own military commanders that are members of secret societies are there to kill our own veterans. I've proven that already. To start the cancer in 1960s with Agent Orange. That's the only purpose of Agent Orange was cancer. I know from testimony, a witness that told me, for example, and I will talk about this in more detail when I start talking about the military, but just to give an example. Agent Orange, a chemical, Monsanto, causes cancer. It's the purpose, it's the origin of cancer today for those in the field of Vietnam. Family, after they poured out the Agent Orange of the barrels into the planes, after they were done, the empty barrels were taken to the field. Holes were put into them, however how they did it. And they used the same barrels for shower heads for our troops in Vietnam. So a veteran would stand on top of the barrel while another veteran took a shower underneath and pour water in the barrel to make sure they got doused with that cancer-causing material. Where's the Joint Chief of Staff then? The same one they're doing today. They're humanists. They're Luciferian. They're members of this agenda, the Council of Foreign Relations. The values clarification starts at the child who becomes a military, 17 years old, 18, 19. They sent over to Vietnam, or sent over to Iraq, Afghanistan, with these idealistic notions we put into them as military commanders and retreating recruits, because that's what I did. And then they kill children, because the children will kill them if they don't. That started in Vietnam. So that goes against everything you're taught. It's designed that way to increase the effect of post-traumatic stress by design. By design. Then they put the psychotropic drugs in the system, the microchips, you've got 22 to 26 suicides per day. Now bring this to your child in school. You got the same thing. ADHD drugs, because your child needs them, right? The vaccines. Then they go through the training of values clarification. They're doped up. And the teachers have control. You better do something about this now. Do you know that of any child that can stand to go through the system of value changing, day in, day out at school, still retain the values from home and church? One professor at a top university used to say, quote, "If I can only plant the seed of doubt that God exists in the minds of students in a beginning philosophy class, I have succeeded," unquote. You see, values clarification is a tremendous vehicle for chaos, alienation, radicalization of a children. It's one of the humanist top weapons for promoting their religion in schools. When are you going to start taking charge? You can't do it by yourself. CPS will be at your door. So you get parents together to work together. He gets you a couple good lawyers on the side. He loads your weapons of legislation, of training at your home, of the Holy Spirit. and you get ready for a big war coming. I ain't talking about firing and shooting and all that nonsense. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about something more effective. You turn back the system on. But you have to work together. But they got you doing this black and white thing out there at Ferguson now, don't y'all? And then you got Bundy Ranch out there in Nevada. Bundys are a bunch of hoobs anyway. Bundys are part of the Illuminati. Well, they got you white folk against white folk based on patriotism and federal government and all that stuff. You got the black folk against the white folk because of Ferguson, Brown. You've got music and standing up with a fist and all this stuff and holding your hands up, silly nonsense, to separate the black and white so you can't come together. Y'all letting it happen. To keep y'all busy, tied up. You see, that's what they're doing. It's working. You all can turn this around. You'll not stop judgment coming from God. It's in His time. But in the meantime, you can sure cause them trouble. And you can bring your family back together. By taking charge. And those stupid video games and all that nonsense. Change the habit. You can do it. What I just told you really fits quote. To try to put a wedge between the child and the parents. For example, remind you, the humanist and Marxism and Leninism is all the same. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Deny the existence of inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Here come abortion. Here come the drugs. Values clarification training. Do as you will. Do as you want. Claim they can only be successful creating this utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Now you see why? John Dewey was a humanist. He is also the father of American public education. Secular humanism is an attempt to function as a civilized society with the exclusion of God and moral principles. During the last several decades, humanists have been very successful in propagating their beliefs. Their primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system. Unquote. Humanist Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour, once a week, and teaching only a fraction of the children? What can it do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching?" Unquote. Francis Potter, A New Religion, Humanism, A New Religion, 1930. Horace Mann said, and I quote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for a democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good." Unquote. Horace Mann, 1976, you'll find it. NEA report, Education of the 70s. Herbert London, 1987, said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades," that'd be the 1960s, "are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, Marxism and Socialism. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. 1987, thriving on American campuses, Marxism, thriving on American campuses, the world and I, January 1987, page 189. Georgia Ann Geyer, 1989, said, I quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. Marxism, thriving on American campuses, the Denver Post, August 29th, 1989. Page Roman numeral 8. Roger Kimball, tenured radicals, 1990, said, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxist and humanist, at the center of their humanities curriculum. At both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Paul Brandwein, around the same time, 1970s, social sciences, Harvard Brace Corporation, said, and I quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Or he gave you Dr. Pierce's quotes. And you know Bertrand Russell? He's a humanist philosopher. Two go together, you know. He said, Johann Flitsche, a professional educator, laid down that education should aim at destroying free will so after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished, unquote. Ashley Montagu, 1970s, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. She stated, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. I'm going to stop there because I can just go and go and go. I got loads, tons of the same thing to prove to you what's being done right under your noses right now while we speak. You know, the movies that's come out lately, Survival Games. Now you're going to know why. Because another method used is Survival Games. Now they got movies about that, don't they? Yeah. The Labyrinth and all kinds of things on the movie theaters. The students have to decide who will live and who will die. Is that not what's going on in the movies? Exactly what's going on. You know, in one workshop in Oregon, a group of teachers decided they would save a homosexual architect so we would be able to rebuild the world after nuclear holocaust. I kid you not. They're going to decide. They decided they would save a homosexual architect so we'd be able to rebuild the world after nuclear holocaust. Now, at the same time, they would relegate to death some other more normal person. Students playing the same game have given the same reason for saving the same person. While killing an older person, they felt would not contribute as much to the community. Well, Masons, you know that, don't you? Except for your dear old grandmother. I mean, I'm sure that's a difference, huh? Ends justify the means? How far you think they're going to take it? They're going to take it to the nth degree while you all sit there and play with them. Actually, there's no real right answer to the game, and as all the answers are right when there's no right or wrong. These survival games and other reality games, which teach cheating, bribery, as part of everyday life, the ends justify the means. Back in the 80s, they came under fire by many parents, but in Howard County, Maryland, somewhere in the mid-80s, the survival games were dropped in public schools. They provide for the children from kindergarten through grade 12. You know, if all teachers were patriotic, moral, and religious, then parents might find a little wrong in teachers who instill the values of students like they did in the old days. But they had to do that in the old days to form volunteers to go fight for wars that were set up before the 1870s, World War I and World War II, with the outcome already determined. Did you hear what I just said? It didn't work out exactly how they planned it. I'm not going to go into that. That'd be a digressing to another point. But World War I, World War II was simply carried forward. 1945, we brought over 10,000 Nazis, social engineers, psychiatrists, rocket scientists. 10,000 of them. We didn't win the war. We just brought them over here. Operation Paperclip, 1945, including Adolf Hitler. He went to South America, Argentina, one of the two. Merkel's his daughter. Oh, do the research on that one. Go ahead. But you know, when the nation's English teachers at a convention meeting, they voted in favor of homosexual teachers? When other teachers advocate for free love, radicalism, and revolution, does that sound a little bit like the 70s and the 60s being set up? Yeah. The vast majority of teachers have been taught secular humanism theories, ideas throughout 4 or 5 years of college and universities. There'll be little doubt that far too many children are developing values that are not taught at home or church. But you know, there's one limiting factor. Fortunately, there are still some good teachers at schools. And fortunately, there's still good cops left. They're not Freemasons. But they got to be real careful, because other cops will set them up. Teachers got to be real careful, because other teachers will tell on them and get them fired. That's how they work. The values clarification and its myriad of, I don't know, parallel humanist courses with different names have a hard time getting off the ground as long as you have some good teachers left. But now, they've whittled down to very few. Most of them retired now. The ones left are the students of the baby boomers, video game crowd. They have to slow down this onrushing tide of humanism, but now it's on a fire starter. The federal government, under direction of the Vatican, Illuminati, carried out by the Freemasons at the highest level, the federal government's heavily financing various humanist programs. And many teachers are dragging in values clarification programs under other names. Even Dr. Simon himself, when you do research on him, he admits that he bootlegged his values clarification in schools. He said, and I quote, "I always bootlegged the value stuff under other titles," unquote. He also said, I quote, "I was assigned to teach social studies in elementary school at Temple University, and I taught values clarification. I was assigned current trends in American education, and I taught my trend," unquote. Now you got it? Oh, I'm not done. I got plenty more to talk about on this. Because they get into role playing that you all don't know about. You know, you ask yourself back in the late 70s, early 80s, why, under that budget, the federal government, Why would the federal government use about $7 million of tax money back in the 80s to teach fifth grade students in America in adultery, suicide, murder, and cannibalism? Why? Well, John Conlon of Arizona asked that question. He proposed an amendment to cut off funds of the National Science Foundation. And they developed the Man, a Course of Study, M-A-C-O-S, MACOS. And this one, Man, a Course of Study, it teaches these things I've talked about to children, but also has them role-playing parts of the Grisly Course to seal in their humanistic training. In one case, the role-playing student cuts off the hands of a girl student who's hanging onto a boat so she will drown, because she had to do it. Another course set up for Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Children in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade will play unwed fathers. Others will play homosexuals and suicides. Did they not have, about several months ago, 12-year-old boys dressed like girls to show some kind of sensitivity toward the women or whatever? So admit, do you know what that did to them? I'm going to tell you one darn thing. If they come to this school when I was a 12-year-old, I'd tell them to stick up the wazoo. Call my parents if you want to. And you put your hand on me, want to get on, kick your kneecap, bub. That's what I'd have done at 12 years old. I'm going to tell you that right now. Be putting on some girl's dress. Today is all different. A lot softer. Men are no longer head of household. You're partners. You have to have authority. But then again, you've got the abuse situation. You've got the drug situation. You got men who abuse women and beat them and rape even their wives. Families all turn around backwards. And you wonder why you got trouble at home. You know, the course emphasized then the importance of training first graders and the need of a regular pelvic examination. What do they call it today? Planned Parenthood, maybe? What do they call the Man, a Course of Study today? They'll change the name. Oh, my. You know what I found out? There's other courses promoted by federal funds, including the Individualized Science and Structural System, ISIS. Isn't that a hoot? Boy, ISIS gets around, don't it? Ice Bucket Challenge, ISIS Terrorist Organization, ISIS in the occult world of Easter, Semiramis, and ISIS? Individualized Science and Structural System. Man, what a bunch of wackos, man, I tell you. Another one, Exploring Human Nature, the New Math. Another one is Biological Science Curriculum Study, BSCS. It's like BS is what it is. And Tacoma, Washington, program called The Ethical Quest of a Democratic Society. All these have brought protest, but they had brought protest then, but still tax money was being poured into them because they were valuable. And this Congressman Conlon, he blamed the National Science Foundation, which was, by the way, a federal tax-supported agency. And they promoted the fiasco known then as the New Math. Does Common Core come to mind? No Child Left Behind? There's a number of other courses he condemned. He asked the House of Representatives to cut all funds for from National Science Foundation till they got rid of Mako's. Man, of course, a study. But the vote was against him by 215 to 196. While we are busy playing Super Bowl, basketball, golfing, dancing with the stars, they working. And they working hard. You can stop that now. You say, what can I do about it? You can do plenty. You can do plenty starting tonight. You can do plenty starting tonight. You know, the National Science Foundation has an official site even now. Where discoveries began. You got to bring all religions together too, you know. They've had since 1996, something I found out today. URI. URI, United Religious Initiative, to promote enduring daily interfaith cooperation to end religiously motivated violence and to create cultures of peace, justice, and healing for the earth and living beings. All sounds good, don't it? But here's a step on it. They create the chaos, the Secret Service agencies, all of them. So then this about URI will then be the dialectic. So all the intelligence agencies cause the terrorism, cause the violence, using Westboro Baptist Church, using Al-Qaeda, using ISIS, using whatever. So then this organization will say, oh, let's stop it. Let's all come together under a Luciferian agenda and humanism. That is exactly how they do it. They create the chaos, they got the order, and they control you under a humanist manifesto. They don't tell you that till later. I'm telling it to you now. That's how they do it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. And I've just given it to you right on a silver platter. Doggone these people. I wish I could do more. Something to cause them problems. Anyway. You know, in Oregon, there's a lot of parent groups and at least one statewide group back in the 80s that was then fighting a new humanist school curriculum. It's set up and signed by the state superintendents of Oregon, of course, Washington, and Wisconsin. Now, watch this. Oregon now, today, since 1993 until today, and pushing hard the bill that this Belgium passed in England to euthanize children. The series wants children to be taught about meditation and yoga. Did you know that yoga, each position that they take in yoga, is a worship of a supernatural being? It opens up portals. I'm not going to go there right now. The yoga allows possession. It really does. They want meditation. You have Christian yoga. Christian yoga. Churches are going through. It's about steaming your side of sex, including homosexuality, masturbation in the first grade. In Wisconsin, back in the 80s, parents objected when they found their first graders were being taught witchcraft. Not today. They say it works. And they're using the Harry Potter book to teach lessons. Lord of mercy. What y'all doing? You got Bible studies. using Harry Potter in Bible studies lessons. Harry Potter. Y'all see a problem with that? Rollins is literally a witch. That's a problem. Oh my gosh. If we say down home, shut my mouth. You know what I just found just now? Out of 5 stars, rated 4? The Harry Potter Bible Study. Enjoying God through the final 4 Harry Potter movies. I kid you not. Harry Potter Bible Study. I can say right now, rest my case. Right now, my case is sitting in this chair. It's getting hotter than... a firecracker. What's to do? And you got Duck Dynasty with their own stupid Bible. I can't believe these pagans would do that. I just don't understand it. They go to Saddleback, another church that... controlled by Rick Warren, who's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, self-admitted member of the Illuminati. He's a fraud and a liar, just like Osteen. Family, it's time we raised up and we identified and we broke this down. You can reverse it, but you got to do it at your homes. There's a storm coming, family. You think God's going to stand for this? You have any idea what God's going to do? When this gets over the edge, you have any clue? Does anybody have any idea? I do. It's called the seven. It's called the tribulations. Harry Potter Bible study. I just played a hunch, and boy, right there it was. Just as sure as I'm sitting here, and I'm surely sitting here, or I wouldn't be talking. Family, this is no time to play around. Ask your kid, did you role play any time this year? Cover the whole thing real quick. I mean, did you play like a girl? Did you play like a wed mother? Did you play, did you have some role play that your teacher had you do? The effect of this role playing is explained by Donald Lundy. He's a medical doctor, clinical associate professor in psychiatry and law at guess where? Stanford University, member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Well, la-di-da-da. Mr. Lundy said, Dr. Lundy said, and I quote, I do strongly agree that the acting out of certain behaviors for some individuals increases the likelihood that they may ultimately perform these behaviors. He called the Oregon course undesirable, unquote. This course, then, back in the 80s, is completely in line with the freedom to do as you please. Advocated in the Humanist Manifesto, too, 1973. And through Dr. Simon's values clarification, other humanist courses for the public and private schools. In Ohio, the Texas attacked parents. Now, I'm going to cover some news right quick. Tomorrow, part 3. I'm going to give you all their secrets that I can possibly give. And tomorrow I'll be finishing up with it. How schools attack religion. How to find the humanistic teaching in schools. In counter groups. How teachers thrive in your life. And how John Dewey failed. And who are the humanists? I'm going to hit the ground running tomorrow. We'll cover people like Buckminster Fuller, Eric Fromm, A.H. Maslow, Maslow Hierarchy of Needs. You got it. Bertrand Russell, Sidney Hook, Charles Frankel. We'll cover B.F. Skinner. I'm a psychology degree, sociological degree. I know these names. You taught these in teaching. Another, Isaac Aminoff, Mondale, Lester Mondale, whose brother, U.S. family, all these, Carl Rogers. Doggone it, all these people involved in this. I'm going to expose every doggone one of them. And up again, there comes his name, Brock Chisholm. He just keep popping up. Linus Pauling, Julian Huxley, Brock Chisholm. He's like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, man. Madeline Murray O'Hare. Man, they're all involved in this, family. Taking your children away from you. Herbert Marcuse from University of California, San Diego. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And we'll hit the ground running. Making the changes. Cumberland Fry. Others urge UK to pardon gay men out of prisons. They're going to let all the felons go. You know that, by the way. Toddler, 3 years old, shoots his pregnant mother and father at 3 years old in a New Mexico motel. Family, there's something wrong with these reports. It's about gun control, set up. And here, Obama. Is Obama, which is no better than all the other presidents, all of them, or cousins anyway, is Obama waging war on a stay-at-home mom? There's your homeschoolers. They're going after you. Always have, all of them, all the presidents. Santorum, the government preschool program, want to indoctrinate your children. Fellow, right there, it is current. They're telling you right here. I got the darn article. Look it up. Santorum, government preschool programs want to indoctrinate your children. I just got through telling you that. Extremism, the key to launching a spiritual revolution. Their articles, titles, tell you the truth. How they're sneaking in. And you know the same-sex marriage laws are sweeping the nation in a storm. And circuit court clears the way for gay marriage in Alabama. Next comes euthanasia. Next comes marijuana. They're sneaking up on you, you see. I keep track of these things. A woman born genetically male gives birth to twins. Congressman, now to cause the conflict, the dialectic, he says, I quote, "I do not construe homosexual rights as human rights." Now, that's his role. So now you got people come back at him, that's a dialectic. That's how they play the game. It's like professional wrestling. And then, leaving in a hurry, hundreds of residents chase out Westboro Baptist Church protesters out of Oklahoma town. See, if they didn't be there, wasn't there, we wouldn't be able to chase them out. They represent fundamentalist religion in the same way Islam. That's what the purpose of Westboro is. They're trained, financed. I bet you, you'll find a monetary connection between Soros, Family Research Council, and Westboro Baptist Church and Christian identity. I bet you'll find a connection there. Oh, that is so funny. And Scott Walker decimates Wisconsin higher education to build a basketball arena. Now, that's important. Of course, then again, knowing that Wisconsin is a humanist teaching college anyway, maybe it's not so bad, huh? Because they're not being taught anything but humanist training anyway. Be better playing basketball than being taught how to be a humanist. In Switzerland, Swiss, officers putting chips under a scout's skin. Here's the other thing. The Golden Age of Black Operations. Fiscal year 2015, U.S. Special Forces have deployed in 105 nations. You know why? They want our Special Forces out of here. And when we get turned over, all will be cut off. That's the purpose. So when the Europeans, the Spetsnaz, Chinese take over here, and Europeans, which is planned, our Special Forces will be gone. They'll be cut off. Special Forces don't know that yet. I know how these people think. Family, I want to remind you that my broadcast and Bible studies are played up at highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and I appreciate that. He has sponsors up there, and you can go on his website, highportradio.net, find out his sponsors in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and use them. And for me, he just plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and for me, it's appreciation only, which is, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you appreciating that. Inside joke. I got a website, watchmeforjesus.com, and a Facebook. It was awkward. Watch Me for Jesus. It's been a long day. There's a lot of stuff I can put out today. It'll be a lot tomorrow, too. It'll be more intense tomorrow. I'm going to show you what to look for exactly. I've given you some steps today. I'll give you some steps tomorrow. I'll tell you what to exactly look for tomorrow also. Harry Potter's Bible study. Can you believe it? Anyway. See how they're doing it? Man, that's sneaky. I show up churches. Bible school is not using these stupid Harry Potter books. If they are, how come y'all aren't making some kind of stink about it? It's time to speak out, family. It's time to speak up for God through Jesus Christ. He's the only one, only truth you're going to get. No politician, no preacher, no pastor, no rabbi, and certainly no pope. No human. Jesus only. No religion. No four walls. You get more done in your own home, the family together, reading the Bible than you would at a church nowadays. Especially the mega stupid churches. All they do is taking you away from the truth and using corrupted Bibles. King James, the only one. And not a one of you out there approve otherwise. I stand for God and that's it. Country, whatever. I don't get into all that. I get into Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. I draw the line. If Jesus wants this country to come back because we humble ourselves, fine. But I follow him. No religion, no four walls, and no country. I follow Jesus Christ. That's non-negotiable. Y'all have a good night. God bless you. Because I know he's coming back. And when he does, you better be ready. Actually, be ready before. Long way before. Like starting now. Get your families back together. Renounce that blood oath, Freemasons. Get out of there. Y'all have a good night. God bless you all. This is the Watchman. I'll be tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. Hit the ground running again. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. And here we go. Have a good night. God bless you all. Signing off.
As I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I've forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. Thank you.
Jesus. I am with you every day.